It's an awesome thing this morning to be sitting where Matthew Fox was standing and preaching to us last Sunday. I think that sermon was by far the best sermon that I have ever heard in a long life of sermons. And of the many things I remember from his sermon, I remember something he repeated three times. Hope is a verb with its sleeves rolled up. He said, hope is not about optimism, and it isn't about ignoring the facts. Hope is about going to work, working out of a deeper place, a place where possibility emerges, a place where creativity can catch fire. The author Scott Russell Sanders, a novelist, wrote, and Matthew Fox quoted him, he wrote, after his son confronted him about his enduring pessimism, I still hanker for the original world, the world that makes us rather than the world we make. I hunger for contact with the shaping power that shapes the comet's path and fills the owl's throat with song and fashions every flake of snow and carpets the hills with green. It is a prodigal, awful, magnificent power, casting forever new forms into existence and then tearing them apart and starting over. Sanders says, driving down the road one night, the sky hushed me. From the black bowl of space, countless fiery lights shone down, each one a sun, or a swirl of suns, the whole brilliant host of them, enough to strike me dumb. And Matthew Fox told us, here is Sanders waking up to the cosmos, waking up to the cosmic Christ, to the presence of the glory, to the divine in all beings. That is the origin of hope. And then Sanders added, what do we need faith in? In our capacity for decent and loving work, in the holiness of creation, this is what we need to believe in. That the universe exists at all, that there are these laws, that those laws have brought forth galaxies and stars and planets, and on our planet at least, life. And out of life consciousness, and out of consciousness, these words, this breath, this is a chain of wonders. And I dangle from that chain, and I hold on tight. And Matthew Fox told us, dangle from that chain of wonders, holding tight and start kicking ass. Have you ever heard that in a sermon before? Make yourself loud. Make yourself present. Tap into your moral outreach. Hope is a verb with the sleeves rolled up. Look at today's gospel in your bulletin for a moment with me. This is the beginning of the euangelion of Jesus Christ, John the Baptizer, appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of metanoia for the forgiveness of hamartia. What is euangelion? It forms the basis for the word evangelical Christianity, but it's not, as I hear it, what euangelion means. It means good news. It means that the God of judgment, the God of exclusion, the God who draws lines between peoples is not the God of Jesus Christ. That is euangelion. The God of love, of creativity, of hope is the God that Jesus knew. This is the good news that swept through the Roman Empire in slightly more than two centuries. What people today believe Christianity is, more and more people in this country today believe that Christianity, evangelical Christianity, is something that Jesus Christ did not know. Look down to the deeper meaning of the word. And what is metanoia? In the 16th century, when the English scholars were translating the Greek and the Latin for the New Testament, they came upon that word repentance. And ever since then, we, reading in English, have the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. But repentance is a tiny slice of the pie that metanoia is. Of course, it means when we see that we have done something wrong, when we have sinned, we cringe, we turn back from it, we repent. But metanoia is so much more. The Hebrew and the Aramaic meant return home. Return home. And the Greek of the New Testament means stretch your mind, see anew. And then because your mind is stretched and because you see anew, then you turn around and you return home. Come home to the God of love. Metanoia, seeing anew, is what Sanders experienced on that dark road with the fiery lights pouring down from the dark bowl of the sky. And Matthew Fox was calling us to metanoia last Sunday when he urged us to turn away from despair and turn towards hope. And look at the gospel one more time. What is hamartia? We translate it sin. But the Greek means to miss the mark. Imagine yourself as an archer. Your bow is set. Your arrow is pointed towards the target. And you miss the bullseye. Or you miss the target altogether. And the question is, what is a target? Which of these gods that I am describing this morning, the God of judgment, of exclusion, the God who says that if you don't believe in Jesus Christ in a certain way, you don't belong in my heaven? Or is the target the God of love, the God of compassion, the God of hope, the God of creativity? The God of judgment and exclusion is not the God of Jesus Christ. The God of Jesus Christ is the one we turn our arrows towards. So imagine you are standing in a circle of people. In the center of the circle, this is a source of light. But instead of facing into the light, you are standing with your back to the light, rather than towards it. And when you stand that way, facing away from the light, all you can see is your own shadow. Not only can you not see the light, you can't see how many other people are standing in the circle with you. From what you see, you are disconnected and alone in the dark. Now imagine that you turn around and face the light in the center of your circle. Now you no longer see the darkness. When you turn towards the light, your shadow is behind you. You can see the other people standing with you. You can see that the light is shining on everyone and that you are all connected in the radiance. Making the decision to turn around, to turn away from shadow, to face the light, to face the right target, that is metanoia. And to talk about the light that we see, the the light of love, the light of compassion, and to work to turn the world towards that light, that is evangelical. And then Matthew Fox, as he did again and again, called us to action. He said, if our hope does not show itself in action, and action can be of many kinds, there is no one action. Maybe you're a poet. Maybe you're a painter. Maybe you're a singer. Maybe you're a journalist. How you express your ideas and your moral outrage is your call. But hope is about action. Action from the heart to defend what you cherish. And I want to finish with an example of action. And I picked this example not because Governor Jerry Brown is a Democrat. I pick it as an example of how to use the language of the gospel, the language of metanoia, the language of turning around and facing the right target, can be translated in a way that people unfamiliar with the gospel will still hear and follow. In early November, Governor Brown spoke to a Vatican conference on climate change, and he said, until religious leaders from every part of the world and every denomination are engaged, we will not be able to move aside the huge rock of indifference, complacency, and inertia. Matthew Fox spent at least 5 minutes on inertia, getting us through Thomas Aquinas to the place of apathy where we give up. And Brown continued, unless people reorient their habits and their way of life, it will be difficult to reverse the changes affecting the planet. Without using the word, Jerry Brown is talking about metanoia. Stretch your mind and see the world anew. And as an enthusiastic student of history, I have always wondered, what is it about an idea that finally catches fire and begins to change the world? Brown went on to say, the Trump factor is very small indeed, because it was only our present government that was our problem, we'd have it solved. But that's not the only problem. The real problem is us. And now we began talking about hamartia, facing the wrong target. It's our whole way of life. It's our comfort. It's the greed. It's the indulgence. It's the pattern. It is the inertia, he explained. That's why transformative solutions have to be right alongside all of the technical solutions and the political agreements that we make. It's time for Christians, ordinary Christians, to speak up about the loving Creator, Redeemer God that we have come to know through Jesus. It's time for ordinary Christians to work with anyone on earth who sees the light and the love and wants to care for this world and the people in it. As Fox said three times, hope is a verb with the sleeves rolled up. So let's roll up our sleeves and go to work. To stretch our minds. To turn around. To share the really good news. To change attitudes. And to aim our arrows at the right target. The right target is the loving God who made this. this immense and fantastic world, and the God who calls us to be co-creators of God's new future.